Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Hackers are now sending spam emails to people, probably my mom and grandma, in the hopes of infecting smartphones and computers with malware and software. The malware is disguised as legitimate info about the coronavirus because people are freaking out about that. Experts warn, do not open up sketchy links sent to you via text or email, and don't answer suspicious phone calls, and don't download attachments you didn't ask for. Now listen, back in the day when there was an email being sent to me about, hey, I'm a prince and I need you to take this $90 million and wire it into your account and I'll give you half, I used to maybe believe that, but I was kind of suspicious and I didn't do it. Now, I'm afraid to click on even anything, like a text from my doctor's office or anything. I don't know. Is this am I going to be hacked or is this a legit link to click on?
I always get this thing. It's like, it pretends to be from Apple and it's like someone just made a $99.99 purchase and you're like, what? And it's like, enter your password. Anything that asks you to enter your password and enter all this stuff, do not do it.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one getting that.
Someone keeps breaking into my Snap, by the way.
Ooh.
Really? All the time. And I never snap. I'm never on Snapchat. But I always get these updates.
So what's your password for everything again?
But I always get an alert. Like, I just got one yesterday.
That sucks.
From Richmond, Virginia. Someone's trying to hack in.
Hackity hackaroo. All right. The first British person known to have contracted the coronavirus claimed he defeated the deadly virus with whiskey and honey and hot toddy. Yeah, that's what he made. The 25-year-old man spent 2 weeks in a hospital. He was diagnosed with the virus about 2 months ago. He says to use an inhaler. That helped actually control the cough, which is really bad. Then drank a hot whiskey with honey until the virus was gone.
This is what Kiki says, my mom. She's all about the hot toddies. In fact, she sneaks hot toddies sometimes to me. She's like, oh, it's just tea.
You're like, well, mom, I'm not sick. She's like, shh, you never know.
She's like, it's good for you.
Dunkaroos, this is not a joke, people. This is real. Dunkaroo cookies are coming back. They were discontinued for whatever reason in 2012, but General Mills said, hey, we're going to bring them on back. They'll be back this summer with only one flavor, vanilla cookies that you'll dip into vanilla frosting with rainbow sprinkles.
The best. This is great news.
Chops, you got to reach out. Dunkaroos on Instagram. Hit them up. Find a way that we can have a lifetime supply here on the show. We need Dunkaroos and bang, okay?
This is crazy that this is coming back. Like, this is like a blast from my past.
I know.
It's possible when one starts, then another. We could relive our childhood if we try hard enough. Over a quarter of Americans, this is interesting to me, plan to spend their Valentine's Day celebrating with their pets. 33% of those adults contemplated calling in sick to work on February 14th to make sure their pets got plenty of attention and affection. Now, I am not judging. Some people feel like their pets are part of the family, that they're like their child, and that's cool. You want to kiss your pet, so be it. A little bit too much for me. But how do we feel about this? Do you think, is anybody here on the show? I know, Chaps, you got your dog. Are you that close that you would want to take off Valentine's Day on the 14th and spend it with Chloe and all the other zoo animals you have?
He's
nodding yes. You know, I always got so much crap because I used to put my little dog Belle before she passed at a doggy hotel, I'd put her in a suite, like a little pet suite, and it had like a little TV going and like a little bed. It made me feel better. And like, my ex was thought I was absolute crazy because I was like more expensive, but I wanted her to be taken care of.
I would take off any day to spend time with my boyfriend's dog. Aww. Like, it doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. Like, literally, just laying on the couch with his dog. I mean, sign me up tomorrow. Aww. I'd take off a PTO day just for that.
There's some things that are going on sale in February. 5 things to check out, according to RetailMeNot.com. Custom items, for example, like getting an engraved picture, just anything, like a lot of custom things. I guess February is the big time of the year where you can get the best deals. Food delivery. Mackenzie, hello.
Yes.
Take advantage of that. You love getting your food delivered all the time.
I do. In fact, I was lugging all my groceries up like an idiot. Three floors. I'm like, I need to just have it delivered all the time.
You need to have like a bucket out your window that you can like put it in there and then just pull up the rope.
I just need a butler.
That'll work too.
Yeah. I'm great.
I need to check this one out because I want to spend an ungodly amount of money, even though I'm the cheapest dude in the world. I want to get like a 70 or 80-inch TV. I just want a giant, massive TV. They say TVs are on sale in February, flowers, and subscriptions to online dating sites.
Oh, yo, they get them while they're down. They get them while they're weak, vulnerable. Valentine's Day is going on. All the singles feel terrible about themselves.
Take advantage.
I don't know what I'm going to do for Valentine's Day.
Well, we're going to sign you up, Mackenzie. Congratulations. You're all set. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it on out at joeandmackenzie.com or just text JAM. That's JAM to 52140. Song of the Day is coming up after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. I'm so impressed with those two for keeping up their shenanigans this long. Like, I'm sure they'll spend Valentine's Day together, too.
You thought it was fake. I don't think so.